Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a busy, busy Monday. Expect breaking news today around the NFL and quarterbacks live in L.A. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Plenty of both. Your brackets are probably busted. The best team I saw all year, Arizona, is still intact. Outside of that, most of mine's in flames this morning. Joy Taylor's dark horse team, UCLA, looked really good. Michigan looked really good. So, you know, what's funny about college basketball, you know, it's all the young kids. Like in the NBA, you kind of know how good Draymond Green is, how good Steph is. You kind of sense in the NBA. I mean, Ja Morant's growing, but these are 28, 29. In college basketball, they're kids. So if you watch UCLA or a Gonzaga in December, and you watch them now, you're seeing developing players, developing programs. I've never seen a March Madness that's more wide open.
Well, it's similar to kind of how all sports are trending right now, which is there's just a lot more parity. The talent is more spread out. There's not a lot of teams that are head and shoulders above the rest. So It kind of makes it anyone's game.
Yeah. So let's start with this. A lot of movement. So it is official. Cleveland is always noisy at quarterback. They continue to be. Baker Mayfield out. We may learn more today. Deshaun Watson in. Let's talk about the Baker Mayfield part. This is going to be the conclusion of Baker at the Cleveland Browns. I'm not going to go on and on and on. You know I was right. You know how I felt. No reason to waste any time patting myself on the back, although I love to occasionally do that. People show you who they are. He showed everybody what he was in college, at the Senior Bowl. There were ugly reports calling out the medical staff. People show you what they are. Even the way he's leaving Cleveland is who he is. And I got nothing against the kid, but his classic line, trade me to the Colts. It doesn't work that way, brah. Doesn't work that way. You don't tell teams where you get traded unless you're Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson and have a no trade clause. This isn't college football. You can't enter the transfer portal and go wherever you want. Can't do that, Baker. So you're going to go probably to Seattle, which, by the way, has a bad O-line, and they don't have Nick Chubb. So good luck with that in a tougher division. But he was always emotional, too often snarky, too much of an ego, not nearly as talented as he thought. It ended how it started. Turbulence. So, reportedly, according to Mary Kay Cabot, for all you Baker fanboys, he was going to hold out this year. Now, that's the story. He was going to hold out this year. Congratulations. You supported him for years. I told you, people show you what they are. He was going to hold out and upend the entire franchise, because he didn't get what he wanted. So let's just move off the Baker stories. Let's move to Deshaun Watson. Once again, very turbulent. For all those who are deeply offended by this Brown signing him, I get it. Totally get it. He is better than Baker Mayfield. That is indisputable. But he hasn't played in a year. This contract is going to put a ton of pressure on him. My guess is, he's not even going to play in September. He's going to be suspended minimum 4 games. I would guess 8. Kareem Hunt got 8-game suspension. I think Deshaun Watson could get 6 to 8. And the Bengals and Steelers have had terrific off seasons. So be careful about expectations here. Also, he still has 22 civil cases. How long is that going to last? I have no idea. I'm not an attorney. But I will say this. They're better at quarterback, but he should not be the highest paid quarterback in the league because he's not a top 5-6 quarterback. He's somewhere between, 7, 8, and 12. He has not played in a year. He's had ACL stuff in his career that worries me, and they overpaid for him. But sometimes you have to do that to move off in a relationship. They did. They're better today. And I wish Deshaun Watson luck. But if you're outraged by it and sickened by him playing, I get it. My wife won't listen to certain artists musically. She won't watch certain movies if she thinks people have been bad actors or done bad things. I get it. I would say this about the Cleveland Browns, though, this morning. It's still loud at quarterback. Baker loud isn't as sinister as Deshaun's loud, but it's still a noisy mess. And Pittsburgh usually isn't, and Cincinnati isn't any longer, and neither is Baltimore. So you've moved to a better quarterback. I think you have to lower your expectations. The division's better. I don't think Deshaun's civil cases all end quickly. I think he won't play in September and perhaps most of October. And the AFC, I'm not sure if you've noticed, is ridiculous. It's like in college football, you think the SEC is better than everywhere else. That's the NFL, maybe even more so with the AFC. So you move from one noisy situation to another. If it offends people, I get it. But in the NFL, a lot of times in pro sports, you have to separate art from artist. That's the reality of it. Same in music, same in a lot of industries. And they are better athletically at quarterback today. There is a story also today that Deshaun Watson actually chose Cleveland, believe it or not. And this is one of the things where I get it. He looked at that offensive line and he goes, I've been running for my life in Houston for the last 5 years. And he said, I'll take the Cleveland offensive line. So I read that story this morning and I read it without cynicism. If I was a quarterback and I wanted to extend my career, Cleveland is an unbelievable place to go because they have, to me, the most talented offensive line in the NFL. So Deshaun in Cleveland begins here pretty quick, although I don't think as quickly as everybody predicts. Let me talk about this. So, again, I'm going to put my cynical side away. Devontae Adams, this happened after the show. Devontae Adams is now a Las Vegas Raider. He left the Green Bay Packers. Did anybody think it was crazy on his Instagram post? He thanked the Packers organization. He thanked the city of Green Bay. And he never thanked Aaron Rodgers personally. I mean, he thanked teammates and stuff, but wouldn't you thank your guy? I mean, if I left Fox, wouldn't I thank Joy personally? I mean, we do the show together. I mean, I could say thanks to the Fox family, but I'd be like, and especially to Joy, because, you know, we're sharing a microphone here. Okay, Colin, cynical. Okay, I'll get off that, because he did thank teammates. Listen, there are two teams that, two moves, I should say, that you're going to see an immediate impact in free agency. A lot of free agent stuff is nonsense. And a lot of teams have gotten better, some worse. Seattle's worse today. But the Denver Broncos are a much better football team today. That is indisputable with Russell Wilson. They are, his optimism, his athletic ability, his maturity, his talent. The Denver Broncos and Nathaniel Hackett, the rookie head coach, doesn't even have to be great. They'll be better because Russell will make that offense work. And the second thing, the second move that absolutely is going to resonate in this league is Devontae Adams leaving Green Bay. I talked to an NFL general manager this weekend. He said Green Bay not only has no number one receiver, they don't have a number two receiver. And when the Rams signed Allen Robinson, there is no market. There's nobody out there. Robert Woods went to Tennessee. Look around the NFL. The final teams left. As great as Belichick is and as great as Aaron Rodgers is, they were one and done in the playoffs. You cannot overcome a lack of weapons. The game has changed. Aaron Rodgers could not engineer a single touchdown drive at home off a bye after the opening drive against the Niners. And Belichick could not stop Josh Allen. The best coach, and in your opinion, not mine, the best quarterback, couldn't stop the other guys. One guy couldn't score, one coach couldn't stop him. Because the league has changed. I don't want to hear about your quarterback and your culture. Do you have weapons? And Green Bay is not a place that free agents choose. OBJ chose the Rams. Robert Woods, according to reports, chose Tennessee. They could have gone to Green Bay. They don't want to go to Green Bay. So now you have a diva quarterback who does not work very well with young receivers, and the Packers' only hope to be empowered at wide receiver is one of these great college receivers drops in the draft, highly doubt it, or you roll the dice with an old guy like Julio Jones praying his hamstrings for the first time in 3 years are good. Green Bay is not a Super Bowl team. This is bad for Green Bay. And don't tell me Davante Adams is not going to work with the Raiders. He's going to be a home run immediately. Hunter Renfro, Darren Waller, you can't bracket Davante for four quarters. They got too many weapons. So it is a massive, and Green Bay's in a weird spot. They've got like two identities right now. A, we've got the highest paid quarterback in the history of football, and B, we're going to have to go to the bargain bin, Thriftway, to buy our receivers. That is a bad place to be in the NFL. We have the highest paid quarterback in the history of the world, and we don't have an answer at wide receiver and not a lot of money to pay him. And oh, by the way, everybody in this league, all the good teams got better at wide receiver. The obstacles in the NFC for Green Bay, Tampa, oh, they added Russell Gage. Rams added Allen Robinson. You guys notice what's going on around the league? All the good teams and all the good GMs, they're adding wide receiver talent. Green Bay lost not only Davante Adams, they have no number one, no number two, and as an executive in the league told me, most of their threes would be fours on the Bucs or the Rams or the Chiefs. Where are you going to get them? Aaron, yes, Aaron can work with Jordy Nelson and Davante Adams, but those relationships took years to develop. He's not going to trust some 21-year-old at Ohio State. So I thought the Russell Wilson move absolutely makes Denver better, and this move absolutely hurts Green Bay. And by the way, I hear this too. Oh, the Packers were 7-0 without Davante Adams. I went and looked at all seven games. Folks, my wife can leave for a week. If she left for 17 weeks, the house would implode. She can leave for a week. You can lose Davante Adams for a game they did against Kansas City and won. Oh, Patrick Mahomes didn't play. Well, they beat Arizona without him. Oh, Kyler Murray got hurt. Well, a couple years ago, they beat Dallas without him. Yeah, Dak had his worst game as a pro, 3 picks. You can win individual games without Davante Adams. But if you think I can game plan the Packers without Davante Adams or with him, and I'm a coordinator on the defensive side, you're out of your mind if you don't think he's a massive, massive loss for the Packers. They have no elite playmakers, and the market is a finger cross at this point.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
You would not have known this if not for the Los Angeles Rams Twitter account that Matt Stafford agreed to a 4-year, $160 million deal. That sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but Matt Stafford took less than he could have received. This is the rare, very smart move, taking less money. He's worth more than $40 million. Okay. Let's start with this. Anybody notice the AT&T commercial he's in? 1 year in L.A. He's already got a national commercial. L.A. at the marketing promotion endorsement thing is really good. Chris Paul was the face of State Farm in L.A. playing for the Clippers. Caleb Williams, USC quarterback, $7 million NIL deal. He's been in L.A. an hour. It's what Los Angeles does. If you win, you make the money up in endorsements. And Stafford also was smart enough to realize he had a really good year, but he's trying to shift a legacy here. And this is really important. What I'm about to say is not an opinion. His cap hit because of this contract is only 6.7%, half of Aaron Rodgers. And most of you think of Aaron Rodgers as an all-time great and Stafford is really talented. But Stafford was a much better high school quarterback. He was number one in the country. Aaron had to go to a junior college. Stafford was a much better college quarterback. He was picked number one, Aaron in the 20s. He was also, Stafford, a much better NFL quarterback in the first 4 years. Of course, Aaron couldn't get off the bench for three. Stafford was winning a playoff game. And then there was 11 years when everybody fell in love with Aaron Rodgers because he was just fantastic, and that I will not deny. And the Lions were mostly irrelevant, and Stafford could not overcome, though he had a winning record 3 or 4 years with Jim Caldwell, he just couldn't overcome the nonsense with the Lions. But after 1 year in Los Angeles, one single year with a functioning franchise. As Matt Stafford takes less because he understands it's legacy building now, not just dollars. Take a look at their playoff resumes this morning, and I apologize to our radio listeners. I'm not going to read through all of it. Win-loss record? Percentage is better with Stafford. Game-winning drives? Stafford. Completion percentage? Stafford. Passing yards a game? Stafford. Yards per attempt? Stafford. Passer rating? A draw. 1 year in L.A. 1 year in Los Angeles. He led the NFL in second-half passer rating. He was the best fourth-quarter quarterback in the NFL. 14 TDs, no picks. I rarely tell an athlete, take a little less. This is really smart. He could get 44. But instead, like Brady, he's a 6.7% cap hit. Tiny for a star quarterback. Aaron's at 13-something. And we know that you can't win a Super Bowl if you're more than a 12% cap hit unless your last name is Brady over the last decade and a half. So I saw him in an AT&T commercial today, and I thought, watch Matt Stafford, end of next year, have four national commercials. You'll see him all over TV. Chris Paul did it as a member of the Clippers, the underachieving Clippers, and Chris Paul was the face of State Farm. Smart move. He's building legacy. Matt Stafford, 4 or 5 good years to end his career in Los Angeles. I think you're going to look at he and Aaron Rodgers much differently.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where Colin was right?
Well, the Cleveland situation ended like I always thought it would. Tumult and turbulence. Chris Mortensen reported the Browns decided weeks ago they wanted an adult at quarterback. And from day one, this was always my issue. Baker is a franchise quarterback, but part of that is maturity, and he just lacks it. Even in the last week when he said, trade me to the Colts, bro, it doesn't work that way. It's not the transfer portal. Baker's got talent. Baker's biggest enemy has overwhelmingly been Baker Mayfield, as we predicted.
Where Colin was wrong.
I thought for sure Deshaun Watson would choose Atlanta. Number one, it's his hometown. Number two, it's the Hollywood of the South. And as he was rehabbing his, you know, image, I thought this would be a great place to do it. Your friends, your family, and he chose Cleveland, which would have been last place for me. I thought maybe Carolina, he played in the ACC. But according to reports, he looked at that Browns offensive line in that run game, and considering what he dealt with in Houston, that was really attractive to him. Of course, they also were willing to pay him a lot of money. But I will say this, in terms of personnel, this is a better roster than Atlanta and a way better roster than Carolina. So for that, I think he did make the right move.
Where Colin was right?
I will say this. Aaron Rodgers may like to pretend and portray's got buddies, but Davante Adams leaves him at the altar, goes to less of a franchise in Vegas, and never thanks him in his IG post. Thanks the city, thanks the fans, thanks the organizations, gives a broad, like to thank my teammates. Really? This goes back to the Aaron Rodgers thing. Aaron Rodgers wanted to be the highest paid quarterback, and now he is. But that put a lot of pressure on Green Bay to get that contract right. That's why they often considered franchise tagging him, because the Aaron thing gets more punitive in year two and in year three. But in the end, another Aaron Rodgers teammate, when given an option, bails on him.
Where Colin was wrong.
Von Miller to the Bills surprised me. I thought he would go to Dallas because I thought Dallas would overpay for him off the Randy Gregory free agent loss. The second thing, he's 33. He's had some injuries. I like him. But that contract is silly. That was a shocker. Now, I will say, Joy and I talked about this last week, Buffalo is in a spot now. They're like the Rams. They're going to be in the Super Bowl conversation every year with four or five teams, and Buffalo's just said, hey, we're going to go for it. The bottom line is Buffalo feels like with our quarterback and our offense, we're going to be leading most of our games late. We need a pass rusher. That's why the Rams went and got him. We're going to be leading these playoff games. We need a pass rusher to get Brady or Aaron Rodgers. But I thought it was a 75% lock Von Miller would go to the Cowboys. Now another star player goes to the AFC.
Where Colin was right.
Been saying for years the Seahawks are disorganized and a mess and Pete Carroll has too much power. Not only do they lose Russell Wilson, they have no planet quarterback. They have no planet quarterback. None. And if they believe Drew Lock is the answer, then it's time for Pete Carroll and John Snyder to both go. But multiple NFL execs told me they thought they got not nearly enough for Russell Wilson, and they'd been working on that thing for a month, according to Rick Spielman, who was just on our show. So this has been what I've said about Seattle for 3 years. Russell Wilson is the life preserver carrying a franchise which feels outdated offensively and shaky in the front office.
Where Colin was wrong.
The Tennessee Volunteers were my March Madness dark horse, and they got beat by Michigan. Congrats to Michigan, great win. I thought the SEC would have a great, great tournament. Alabama lost, Auburn lost, Kentucky lost, Tennessee lost, and LSU lost, and Arkansas is the only one left. So that, bad by me. I thought Tennessee had a chance to win the whole thing. And they just couldn't stop Michigan's big. And the better team won, as painful as that is.
Where Colin was right.
LeBron James passed Karl Malone on the number two NBA scoring list. Last week, he created his own statistic. The first player ever with 10,000 assists and 10,000 rebounds. LeBron James... This is not a lost season. We've been saying this now for people that think this will ding his legacy. No, it will not. LeBron made a decision at some point, I'm going to go big on scoring this year, and now he has moved up to the second leading scorer of all time. I will not look at this as a negative year. I will look at this year for LeBron as the year he proved that if he wanted to drop 40 points a game for his entire career, he could have. Because in year 19, it's insane that he may still win the NBA scoring championship. And it's not like he's getting a lot of free points. It's not like Westbrook's a great distributor. Like, he's having to do it on his own, ball in his hands, create his own shot. Good for him.
Where Colin was right.
9 Big Ten teams made March Madness. Yeah. Yeah, most of them are all done. 7 already done. Iowa is the fake ID of college football and apparently basketball. It is a Big Ten tradition. They have not won a title for 22 years. But because the conference is popular, the fans are amazing. They've got good TV contracts, so Big Ten teams are on television on all these networks. The arenas are often packed. Again, big brands that we overvalue the Big Ten every year. 9 teams got in, 7 are kaput. But I will say it warms my heart that Juwan Howard, who had a really bad night this year in college basketball, had a remarkable weekend. And Michigan is a really good basketball program. We think about their football team, but Michigan basketball, I think they won back in 1989. They won a national championship back then. So the last 2 national championships from the Big Ten are both Michigan schools. 22 years ago, Michigan State, Sparty won it with Izzo and Mateen Cleaves, and then a couple years earlier, 2 or 3 years earlier, Michigan won their national championship. Before that, you have to go back to the Bobby Knight Big Ten stuff.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is official. I think this is the second time in a few days we've said something at the final break, and then it's happened before the beginning of our third hour. Matt Ryan to the Colts is official. I think it's great for the Colts. He's the perfect remedy for Carson Wentz, who is wildly talented, but up, down, up, down. You know exactly what you get with Matt Ryan. Atlanta is going to pay a lot of the salary, so he's only a $24 million cap hit. That's it for Indy. That's incredibly manageable. And they may work that in year two and three, guaranteed money. So, and off of Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan is steady, great at the line of scrimmage, very nice distributor. He is a declining older quarterback, but they just got to the playoffs 2 years ago with Matt Ryan, and he's better than Matt, and he's better than with Phillip Rivers, and Matt's better than Phillip Rivers. So, first of all, it's a win for the Colts. It's terrific for the Colts. A grown-up, I mean, when you say Matt Ryan, great O-line, Jonathan Taylor, good defense, that feels like a playoff team. It would absolutely, that whole thing would be a playoff team in the NFC. Who knows if they can make it in the AFC? But this morning, I feel like they can win the division with that group. That's great for the Colts. You only gave up a third-round pick. Secondly, it's a win for Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan finally gets an elite O-line and a star running back. So, and it's the same wonky division. He left a wonky division. He goes to a wonky division. So this is not a loss for Matt Ryan. He gets his money, and he gets better protection. And, by the way, Atlanta was a mess for him. Calvin Ridley is suspended for a year, and they just lost Russell Gage to Tampa. So he loses a great tight end, but they were a mess at wide receiver. Atlanta's in a complete rebuild. And they were in a rebuild with Matt Ryan. So that thing, he just escaped that thing. He just went to a playoff roster. So Matt Ryan win, this is a win-win. Now, what Falcons do? Reportedly, they're looking at Marcus Mariota. You know, if he could stay healthy, he's okay. Marcus can play. He can't stay healthy. I mean, he's just one of those guys. He is brittle. He is thin. He likes to move. He's good at moving. Unlike Russell Wilson, he can't avoid contact. So you're not going to have him to last a year. But I think here's what Atlanta's looking at right now. We get out from under the Matt Ryan contract. We're not a Super Bowl team anyway. We're probably not going to win a ton of games this year now. And next year in a great college quarterback draft, we're going to have a top five pick. So I think Arthur Blank from an ownership position thought, listen, we got to restart this puppy. We wanted to eventually get out from under this contract. So we'll eat some of it, get a third round pick. Atlanta is looking to next draft. That's what the Atlanta Falcons are doing. We're not going to win the Super Bowl anyway. Let's get out from under this contract and let's, this is not a tanking year. Those don't exist in the NFL. Atlanta's going to be a bottom five team. I can tell you that right now. Atlanta's going to be a bottom five team. The Giants are going to be a bottom five team. There's a handful of them in the NFL. There's not a lot of them in the AFC. But Atlanta is looking to, not this draft, next year's draft. It's not a bad move for Arthur Blank. You weren't winning anything this year anyway. The Braves just won the World Series. You got SEC football. There's stuff to do in that market. I mean, the Hawks were better than you thought. It's not going to be a great NFL year for the Atlanta Falcons. All right. It's a bad division. You'll win some games anyway. But this is a win-win. Good for the Colts. Good for Matt Ryan. And long-term, I think it's good for the Falcons. You weren't going anywhere with Matt Ryan. You weren't going anywhere. You got Kyle Pitts in-house. He's unbelievable. So the Falcons get a third-round pick. And by the way, Tom Pelissero was one of the people that broke it. Good for him. And, everybody wants a winner and a loser in this stuff. I think Matt won, the Colts won, and long-term, Atlanta won. They're fine. It's going to be a good draft next year. They're going to get one of the picks. Remember, think about who could be bad this year. Most of the teams don't need a quarterback. Jacksonville doesn't need a quarterback if they're bad. You know, they're fine. So Atlanta is in the quarterback sweepstakes in a really good quarterback draft in a couple years. Basically, a year and a month from now.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Okay, so Matt Ryan, now a member of the Colts.
Yes.
Falcons get a third-round pick and eat some of the contract. So Atlanta upgrades at quarterback. The Colts upgrade at quarterback.
Yes.
And Atlanta basically says, we're going to be in a quarterback draft lottery in 2 years with the Giants, probably with the Saints, probably with
Carolina,
maybe Detroit.
Maybe in Seattle.
No, Seattle. I think two people are going to get a quarterback this year. And that means, so two teams will draft a quarterback. And that means you're going to give that quarterback at least 2 years before people in the building are like, okay, we're out. Right? Like, it maybe a year and a half. This, by the second Thanksgiving, you generally know after practice, it's going to work or not.
Well, yeah, Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis will get drafted somewhere.
No question, first round.
I think they will go first round, but I do feel like there is a feeling that that will be an overdraft. So
well, for Kenny,
it will be interesting to see where they land and how it goes.
Yes, I talked to a general manager 2 weeks ago. He said, Colin, almost all quarterbacks are overdrafted.
Right.
But the key is you get them for free. It's the most important position, and you surround them with stuff. So you can mitigate some of that, hey, we reached. Kenny Pickett is not viewed as a first-round quarterback by the executives I trust. A Super Bowl-winning executive told me they had Kenny Pickett graded as a mid-third-round player. And this is a top five GM in the league.
So that's what concerns me, is because they might go somewhere that is not a complete place, and where you go matters. And if you're being overdrafted and you're going to somewhere that doesn't really have an assembled roster.
Right. So let me just guess here.
Okay.
My guess is Malik Willis will go somewhere in the top 10. Atlanta could be it. By the way, Marcus Mariota runs around Malik Willis. Maybe that's not he'd be a good understudy for, you know, Mariota's a grown-up, been in the league, nice guy, a pro's pro, good right. in the room. You bring in Marcus Mariota, you go with Malik Willis, and you sit around and you're like, if he's going to learn from somebody, you got no ego with Marcus Mariota. Like,
and you have no expectations for this year.
Yeah, and Marcus is a great kid, no ego, loves football. He's healthy today. And you can create an offense with Marcus. You want a rolling pocket. You want to move it. So Atlanta, I can see Atlanta saying, let's get Mariota and Malik Willis and let's roll the dice. I'd have Kenny Pickett to me feels more mid to late first round. You know, once you get into the late first round, you know, did Pittsburgh make a move? Maybe. I don't know. I think Pittsburgh's going to roll for a couple years with Trubisky and wait till next year. I don't think if I was Pittsburgh, I would draft a quarterback. I don't think I would. I think I would get Trubisky another weapon.
No, I think you go with Trubisky for a few years.
Yeah, he's grown up.
Some people are talking about it being a long-term situation. If that's the case, then Trubisky will have earned it. But I think he's a bridge situation, and they're going to draft a quarterback next year.
I agree.
Which is what they should do.
So, wow. Okay, so here, as I said, I think Matt Ryan won. He gets a better team. Colts are now feel like a playoff team. Whether they can get there in the AFC doesn't matter. Atlanta, we're going to go find a new quarterback. I don't have a problem with that. Winners. Colts are better. Good for Matt Ryan. It'll extend his career. He won't take as many hits. It's a run-centric offense. Plus, Matt Ryan goes to a former NFL quarterback, Frank Reich, who got Phillip Rivers into the playoffs. So I think Matt gets a coaching upgrade, an O-line upgrade. Organizationally, the Colts have been better the last 5 or 6 years than the Falcons have. So it's a win-win-win. He goes to a much tougher conference, but are the Colts going to win a Super Bowl? I know Atlanta wasn't. That I know. Now, the Baker Mayfield component today. So this eliminates, right? This eliminates the Colts and Baker Mayfield. Now, I projected this weekend, I said, Baker's not going to go to the Colts. Chris Ballard has no time for nonsense. He's an accountant. He's not going to deal with Baker's nonsense. And this goes to something Joy and I talked about. For all you young hipsters out there, all you young people who are sure you're going to conquer the world, don't be a jerk on the way up because everybody's watching you. Somebody told me this years ago, I've never been involved in a lawsuit. And they said, you can get into a lawsuit, but do realize if you sue, there will be people that just don't want to be part of you. Like if you look at major companies, they don't want litigation. Like that's how you disrupt a very successful company, a lawsuit. And so choose carefully if you plan to sue, because you may win the lawsuit. You're going to scare away employers. People just don't like litigious people, whether they're just or not, right? Like in any field. And somebody told me that years ago, be careful who you sue, right? If you have to, think a lot about the repercussions. It's the same thing with giving every opinion on Twitter or giving every opinion. I have a lot of opinions. You don't hear 90% of them. I talk to my wife or my therapist. When you put everything out there like Baker, you put it out to the world, you put it out to the press, we all hear it. And all these GMs are like, no, thank you. The Colts would have been perfect for Baker Mayfield. great O-line, great run game, stability in the organization. He ends up going to the worst place in the world. Seattle's got a 70-year-old defensive coach. It's a tough division. You're going to have to only win with shootouts because your defense is terrible in Seattle. There's not a lot of stability. Paul Allen died. You got a new defensive coordinator. You don't have a number one receiver. DK Metcalf looks the part, but I don't think you have a one receiver. You don't have a one back. You don't really have a one tight end. The defense is a mess. Seattle's in a rebuild. They have been for years. They just didn't want to admit it. So Baker, had he just kind of presented himself as mature, let's keep it quiet, you don't know the Colts wouldn't go with him. I mean, let's be honest. Baker's cheaper than Matt Ryan. Baker's younger than Matt Ryan. If Baker had never grabbed his junk, thrown this, said that, and we just had his play, there's an argument to be made. If I'm Indianapolis, I would go get him because he was fantastic. He's had moments in his career. He's been really good. And there's an argument to be made. The Colts roster is a lot like Cleveland's. Good O-line, star back, nice tight ends, and a good pass rusher. The Colts and the Browns rosters are not that different. They're both Midwest franchises, right? There's an argument to be made. Baker would be with the Colts today. Does he get it? Does his family get it? Does his wife get it? Does everybody get the reason he's not with the Colts and he's going to the mess in Seattle is all the microphone stuff, the Twitter stuff, the IG stuff, the leak stuff. Otherwise, he'd be in Indianapolis. You would take Baker, oh, even with the injury. I go Baker over Matt Ryan. If you gave me Matt Ryan's personality with Baker's game, I would probably go with Baker. He's younger. He's shown an ability to get you in the playoffs. Not a lot of people get Cleveland into the playoffs last 25 years. So you don't have to show me what you eat on Twitter. Don't try to win the press conference. Don't always be the funniest guy in the room. Sometimes keep it to yourself. Baker crushed his career because he's not winning in Seattle. That's a crappy O-line that you got a bunch of B running backs and a 70-year-old defensive coach instead of going to an offensive coach. Matt Ryan, who's totally limited at this point, right? The quarterback position's getting more mobile. Matt's older, expensive, but Matt's a grown-up. Matt's an adult. You never have to worry about Matt showing up early, staying late, holding his teammates accountable, holding himself accountable, getting you in and out of trouble at the line of scrimmage. He's not a party guy. He's not a cocky guy. You know, some people say he's a little intense. He's got a little Peyton Manning to him where he is. He can bark at his teammates. But Matt Ryan got the Colts job because of his personality. That's why he got the job. Matt Ryan is in Indy. Good team. And Baker isn't. Not because of their games. Because one, you can argue, is an ascending player. One's a declining player. One's super expensive. One's not that expensive. Baker's personality is why he's going to the worst job. You don't have to tell us everything you think. Sometimes you go to a, you sometimes put your hat on forward, be a grown-up, act like an adult, even if it's not, quote, authentic you. That's the difference between going to Seattle and being buried in that mess of a franchise and going to the Colts and making the playoffs. Because their games isn't why they're doing it. You would take the younger, less expensive quarterback, wouldn't you? I would. There you go. Sometimes you just have to take one for the team. Don't have to win every Twitter argument.
Or just act in your own self-interest.
You can be selfish. Just be selfishly disciplined. Not that hard. So, wow. What's the next one?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is still out there as well.
All right, there we go. Let's get some Jimmy Garoppolo going. So,
Jimmy Garoppolo and Jameis Winston are still
okay,
out there.
Okay, let me throw this out. Jameis stays in New Orleans. Jimmy Garoppolo, Carolina.
I like Jimmy to Carolina.
And you got to figure out what to do with Sam Darnold. Let me tell you something. Between Baker and Drew Lock, that quarterback room in Seattle is cats and dogs living together. That'll be like a frat, seven beers in on a Friday night. Bad judgment. It's just going to be, it's going to be vomit everywhere. It's not going to work. Drew Lock and Baker is going to be really, really interesting. Be cool, lit. Be very lit quarterback room. I don't know. Jimmy Garoppolo is really interesting. So let's talk about this. So Carolina's paying Sam Darnold 18. He doesn't fit there, does he? Not really.
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, you're paying Darnold 18. Atlanta's going to go with Marcus Mariota, according to reports. The Saints like Jameis Winston. And because Jimmy can't throw for 4 months, the Niners may just wait until he can throw and get more. I mean, they could. They could. Jimmy's a good guy. He's not going to blow stuff up or say something stupid.
Well, I also think the Niners want to do right by Jimmy.
He's a nice guy.
Well, yes, and he also made everything work there this year with Trey Lance there.
I mean, you saw the Rams this weekend do Robert Woods a solid.
Yeah.
They say, hey, Robert, where do you want to go? He's at Tennessee. All right, well, they could have gotten a fifth-round pick. They get a sixth. Teams would like, if you're a good person, teams will do a solid for you.
Well, because it does, it's just like companies. Like, there is a reputation. If you are a business that revolves around talent, how you treat the talent matters. They talk. So you don't want to be the team in free agency that is difficult or they're not going to take care of you.
That's right.
Like, these things do matter when you're trying to, at some point, recruit players. Which is a big part of what the Rams do, obviously, because they don't care about draft picks. So they really do build through those relationships, and having that reputation matters.
Wow. What a day.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
TJ Hushmanzada is joining us live. Wow. Let me, by the way, so if I say to you, what would you give up for Baker Mayfield? What would you give up as a GM?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, that, and not saying that Baker can't play, but it's the extracurricular that comes with it. You want your quarterback to be noisy on the field and no noise off the field. And with Baker, it's the complete opposite. Baker can play. He has his chip on his shoulder, and I've said this. I don't understand how a guy that was drafted number one plays this. Nobody believes in me. Bro, you were the first pick of the draft. Everybody thought you were a stud. That worked in high school. It worked in college. You came into the National Football League as the best player, at least where you were drafted. That doesn't work anymore. He's going to have to quiet down. He's going to have to humble himself. I'm sure he's been humbled. You want to go to the Colts. They don't want you. Now it's just a place of where can he land? But what would I give up? Honestly, fifth, sixth round pick. That's it.
Yeah, same here. I give up a sixth round pick. Matt Ryan to Indy. I think it works because I think he needs a clean pocket and he's very effective. I think it works.
I like it, Colin. Phillip Rivers went 11-5 with the Colts and led him to the playoffs. And we would say Matt Ryan at this point is better than Phillip Rivers
yes.
was at that point.
Yeah.
And I was one. Matt Ryan has always had a ton of weapons. You have Roddy White. You have Julio Jones. You have Tony Gonzalez. You have Calvin Ridley. So I was a guy that, man, Matt Ryan always has a tons of weapons to throw to. And then Julio's gone. Calvin Ridley isn't playing.
Yep.
He, in essence, got Russell Gage paid by the Bucks. Matt Ryan has been underrated, bro. Really, really underrated because you look at his weapons and you tend to give the weapons all the credit. He's going to have a really good running game, one of the best offensive lines in the game, and a pretty damn good defense. Matt Ryan's going to do well.
So it's interesting. When the Rams went and I'll throw a theory at you. So when the Rams got Allen Robinson, wide receiver, people went, why? And this is my theory. Because the Rams knew Robinson, in their offense, probably a little quicker than Robert Woods, and Robert's good. But if they brought Allen Robinson in, they could control where Robert Woods goes. And they didn't want him going to the Packers, for instance. So once Devontae Adams leaves Green Bay, and they get Allen Robinson, there's no number one on the market. And they trade Woods over to the AFC so Green Bay doesn't get him. Because I look at Green Bay this morning. TJ, they don't have a one. They don't have a two. An executive told me this weekend that most of their receivers that'll be threes would be four on other top teams. What does Green Bay do now at wide receiver? Draft and cross your fingers?
Pretty much. In the I applaud the Rams because when they signed Allen Robinson, I actually got on the phone with Robert Woods, and what they did for him, it was they worked with him. Where would you like to go? And Green Bay was one of those teams. And so Green Bay, I'll just say this, Green Bay has nobody but themselves to blame that they don't have Robert Woods. I'll just say that.
Wow.
Tennessee was one of the teams that we discussed that we felt like was a good fit for Robert. Such a good dude, but the way that the Rams organization handled this, working with him and his agent to put him in a place that he felt comfortable in, you got to applaud him. And that's why they win. That's why they're winning. That's why people want to play for those guys. They worked with him. And you know how hard that is? You win a Super Bowl. You are part of the culture to turn that franchise and organization around. They sign your replacement, then they have to get on the phone and work with you to find a team that you feel is best for you moving forward. But yes, Green Bay was one of those teams, and again, they have nobody to blame but themselves that they didn't trade for him.
Wow, a little newsbreaker, TJ Hushmanzada. By the way, when Von Miller went to the Bills, all he did was say how much he loved the Rams. He was like, they treated me like gold. I'm going to miss all those guys. So to your point, that gets thrown out into the market, and now free agents are like, Rams treat you great. Von Miller says it. Robert Woods says it. TJ Hushmanzada says it. That stuff matters. Here's what's interesting on Davante Adams. I went on the line, and a lot of people were saying, oh, they overpaid for him. What's he going to be without Aaron Rodgers? It's like, timeout. They were college teammates. Like, I've seen wide receivers move all over the league. Matt Stafford, in an hour, worked with OBJ, Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods. You're a receiver. We talk schemes a lot in football. But a productive receiver, the bottom line is, can you get open? Yes. And is the quarterback good enough to get you the ball when you get open? I think Davante Adams is going to crush with the Raiders. How do you think he fits?
I agree. In essence, the Raiders gave up the 22nd pick in this year's draft, and I believe the 55th pick as well to acquire Davante. Davante Adams creates separation in relationships. That's not a good thing. On the football field, it's a great thing.
Right.
He gets open at the line of scrimmage. He gets open at the top of the route. And guys that understand football, they know what I'm talking about. He's going to be fine. Aaron Rodgers is going to miss Davante Adams in a major way. Draft the receiver in the first round. Go ahead. If he has a great year like Justin Jefferson did or Ja'Marr Chase did, is he going to be better than Davante Adams? Probably not. And these are two of the best rookie receivers we've seen come into the league in a long time. Are those guys that you are potentially looking at the draft going to be better than Davante Adams? I say no. I don't know what Green Bay is doing, but they went from one of the better teams in the NFC. To me, middle of the pack or one of the worst teams. You cannot win without a receiver when you know I need a play that can win one-on-one at least 95% of the time, and that's Davante Adams.
Great stuff, TJ Hushmanzada. I love how you break news when you come on the show, the Robert Woods story. You are a news breaker. Your Bengals, by the way, went and got Lyle Collins at right tackle. I got to be honest.
Hey, the Bengals ain't playing, Colin. They got, not only did they get Lyle Collins, they got Karras from the Patriots.
Yep.
They got Alex Kappa from the Bucs. They signed Hayden Hurst. Man, they addressed their weakness. This, to me, has been the best offseason in NFL I can remember. With all the trades and the teams that had problems, they're getting them. Man, I can't wait for this season to start.
Yeah, they went and got Karras from New England, who's just, you get the same player every game with Karras. Kappa, very good, smart veteran guard. And right tackle, Lyle Collins, because their center and their left tackle they like. So, good for them. Joe Burrow got protection. He got a security force in front of him with all those weapons. So TJ Hushmanzada, the former Bengal. Great seeing you, bud.
Yes, sir. You guys keep up the great work.